Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered, inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. And Leroy's not there, but you know who is there? Figgy!
Hello. How you doing, Marcus?
Everybody's happy now.
Everybody is happy now.
As y'all should be.
Well, we're happy when you come on, but definitely the chat line is happy. Guys were like, hey, is Brittany here? Is Jay Fig here?
Unfortunately.
Answer is always yes, though.
Clearly.
Unfortunately, just another measly old frog boy Friday. If you are just joining
half
us.
Half a Friday,
yeah, for sure. Our boy Tobin has hit the bricks for the day. He went ahead and sent our boy Jake Paul well wishes as he is set to potentially die against what has looked to be a tough matchup in Anthony Joshua.
Well, die? I mean, that's a little extreme.
Listen, that's very extreme, by the way.
It is by far the toughest.
Could possibly get knocked into the shadow realm.
Definitely shadow realms, okay? Bye. I'm thinking if we all watched the Martin episode when Tommy the Hitman Hearns fought Martin and Gina had to kiss Martin on those bruises and bumps, which was just hysterical. That's what I'm expecting for Jake Paul. And he's an intangible, so the bruises will show very easily. However, I don't think he's going to be perishing Earth in this fight.
Okay.
That's a little extreme.
Maybe a little extreme. But put that in the headlines. That always works well. Let's get to some items in the mixed bag. I was listening to the show, but there was a brief moment in which I didn't. So I just want to make sure that I'm not playing anything that you may have already played. So I want to know. Correct me if I'm wrong. Did you guys hear any sound from AJ Brown?
Yeah. No, he did not play. I think he wanted to play, but he did not play it.
All right, cool. So we're going to go ahead and get to that sound now. I'm not sure if you guys have been monitoring what's been going on with this whole AJ Brown and Philly thing, but it's hard to ignore it because you know how the NFL can beat some storylines into the ground. But the Philadelphia Eagles star wide receiver has been going through a bit of a mental up and down, which I don't know if anyone has ever experienced while someone is winning. Has anyone seen a meltdown of such a magnitude while things are going good?
I don't know if it's necessarily a meltdown when you're 8-2 and the questions come at you every week like, what's wrong? You know what I mean? It kind of wears on you. They've won, what, 25, 28, 24, 27 games. And after every game, they win. And they only care about coming to him and asking him questions about his success. That's a weird thing. So I can understand why he would be frustrated. He's already frustrated because he's not having the production he wants. But the team is winning. And the more he complains about his production, the less of a team player he looks, right? Oh, you don't care about winning. You just care about your numbers.
Vlad, earlier I know you called for Tyreek Hill to Buffalo, I think, is what you had mentioned.
No, who was it? Schmeathen said that, you know, that when we were talking about the, you know, Tyreek and everything and how Buffalo needs a receiver after being manhandled by the Texans defense.
Yeah.
You know, when the Dolphins let him go, he'll probably go to Buffalo and then, you know,
just, of course.
And then all of a sudden become Tyreek Hill again. But I'm going to defend AJ. I'm just saying, it might, knowing the luck of the Dolphins, that would probably what would happen. Now, on the Eagle part, I'm going to defend Adrian Brown.
Yeah, I'm defending Adrian Brown.
Why? Why?
When here's the thing, and Leroy can back me up on this. When you watch the film and then you see that guys are open or guys were doing their job and the quarterback is not being aggressive or is worrying about maybe his individual, it's not a team thing, it's more becoming an individual, then I can understand the frustration because it's totally a 360 from what the offense was last season to what it's become now. And yes, they're winning.
They winning, but here's part of the problem. When you were running the ball the way you were running it last year, and they had to pay more attention to you running the ball, that created different plays down the field. They haven't run the ball as well, so the play action doesn't work as well, and you're in a lot of must-throw situations, which doesn't help much. They don't have the flexibility of being an offense where you can't figure out what they're going to do because everything's working. So there's that. However, even with all that, they're 8-2. So what are we doing?
Yeah. Well, this is A.J. Brown on if he is the same player.
There's speculation out there that you are not the same player you once were. What would you say to those people?
I can't say Quan ain't the same player either.
His response, I guess their corner isn't the same player either.
No, Saquon.
Saquon.
I was like, what? What does that even?
Because Saquon is not having the same season that he had last year.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Even, actually, now that I know what he said, that's even worse, though. At first, I thought he was just I burnt the corner. Yes.
Not really.
No, because why are you asking me this question? Why are you not asking Saquon?
Are you falling off? You ain't starting off the way you did last year.
But how come he couldn't say, you know, you could say the same about a couple of my other teammates or other players from around the league. He said Saquon.
Because you're asking me why I'm not putting up the numbers on this team. Yeah. And I've been stating that nobody's putting up the numbers on this team because the offense as a whole is not doing their jobs and function. So, therefore, why ask me?
Hey, finger on the dumb button there.
I didn't say that. I didn't say anything. I said function.
I don't know, but
I said function.
You got the first three letters.
I said function. There was no CK. There was no CK. There was no Calvin Klein on it.
I got you. You good.
There was no Calvin Klein. I'm not you guys.
Okay.
There was no Calvin Klein. But, yes, the offense is not producing like they were last season. So, therefore, why don't you ask those guys? Why are you asking me? Because everybody knows.
Well, how come he didn't say that? How come he didn't say, well, nobody's, you know.
Because they asked him specifically.
They've been asking him, and they go right to him every week.
Yeah.
You know what? They know what they were doing because of the fact that he talked last week on his stream. So, therefore, they feel like, oh, well, let me ask him this question. Well, do you feel like you're the same player? That's almost you know what kind of answer you wanted to get when you ask a player like that question. You know, you want a response. You want a viral response, and he gave them one.
Well,
I don't think he was being disrespectful. I just think he was being kind of like, hey, man, we're all not having the same season we had last year.
Well, we will keep an eye on that and much more. Final hour of the show.
You gotta tell us who the secret Canes.
The
secret to the Canes' success.
Next hour on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports and all things culture. From two U.S. Women's National Team World Cup champions and Olympians, follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.